listener production. A pinch and a punch for the first of the month.
How old are you, like 10?
It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Matt, you and I rarely have disagreements, but when we
That's
do...
That's not true.
What?
Why would you say that?
Oh, because I thought it was
No,
true.
You're wrong.
Oh, right.
Nah, well, sorry. Can we start again? Can we just start? You just, I just won't interrupt. You just do the thing.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Whenever you're ready, Brod, I'm ready to start the show. You seem to be cackling in the background.
Sorry.
Everything all right?
We're good.
Just Bron introducing a little Friday show to give you a bit of a taste of what you can expect in your own life, which is hilarious, uncontrolled laughter.
I derailed us.
Sorry.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. Okay. Are we going to keep any of that or should we just keep it all and just go? Just tell me what you were going to say.
I don't mind starting a Friday show with Bron laughing.
Well, okay. Well,
it's
what
better
happened?
Better than a disagreement.
Just go on. What happened? What are we talking about?
No, you got to follow. It's better than a disagreement, Matt.
No, it's not. And you would say that, wouldn't you? You dog.
Mate, we literally started this whole thing again because you did that exactly that and then said, no, that makes it really weird and uncomfortable in the studio. I won't do that again. We go to hit play again. Bron's still laughing from Matt ruining it. We somehow muddle our way through to an intro, and then you just go and do it again.
Okay, sorry. I didn't realize. I thought the whole point with me was for me to do that bit. Okay, now come on.
No.
Hit me with it again.
It was just when people disagree with this Missouri Republican wants to bring back dueling for senators when they have a disagreement.
Oh, I am all for that.
Go out in a duel, like with a gun and say fire, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to, you're going to, you know, if what you're doing is going to affect people's lives, you know, life and death sort of stuff, put your money where your mouth is. Step out in the main road. Five steps one way, five steps the other. Chick, chick, boom. You know, let's go.
What if the fastest person with the gun is not the best person, the person who has the best idea?
Hey, tell you what, when push comes to shove, I'm going to be with Quick Draw McGlure over here.
All right. Well, what a way to start a Friday episode. I mean, you can kind of tell Fridays are looser than most, but this is taking it to another level.
Yes. Well, look, it didn't start how we planned, and it probably won't end the way we plan either, because that's life. Matt and Alex, all day breakfast. Let's dive right in. Hey, we got a mailbag.
We might be saying hello to an old, a furry friend from days of old.
Oh, yes. This is someone who you've known of for quite a while. We'll be diving into that. And also, Daiso, you got a little bit, I wouldn't say tongue-twisted, but certainly said something you might regret. We'll dive into that right now. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Caught up with a friend the other day, Matt, for the first time in quite a while, actually.
Ooh, there you go.
You've
got them? That's amazing.
What's that?
Oh, you've got them. I just didn't realize you had any.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they come out of the woodwork sometimes. But this one was, the delay was also due to them dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome. Have you heard much about that?
Oh, yeah. Look, I haven't had it or anything. I don't have it. But certainly it seems to be one of those really terrible, terrible situations to find oneself in, to be afflicted with.
Yeah, it's awful because it's also this really ironic syndrome where it's often just, well, it almost exclusively affects, you know, type A personality, go-getters, that kind of thing, who want to be out and doing stuff. But then unfortunately, yeah, dealing with these symptoms, which include, you know, the tiredness, illness, sickness, have to be in bed for days and stuff on it. I know I've got a couple of friends. We should talk about that one time, actually. It's really interesting stuff. But you catch up on all sorts of things. When you're having a convo with a pal from quite a while ago, and I was talking about where they're living, you know, what's been going on, their dating life, and it got onto my dating life. Mm-hmm. I was talking about background and that sort of thing, the things I'm working through and, you know, what I've been learning about myself over the years.
Ooh, it sounds deep, Dyson. I'm proud
great,
of you.
Great
proud
deep you. Chats. And there's a lot of self-analysis that's involved. You know, going to therapists and stuff and talking about, oh, it could be due to this or what kind of you know, people do you tend towards? And I wanted to cut to the point of the conversation where I sort of realized, and this could just be something about it. Everyone's got different, you know, different tastes. But it's interesting, like a few of the people I've dated over the years don't have siblings. I like that they're the only child in the family. And
okay.
Yeah, I think maybe it's like they like they become really independent people and they're like really self-sufficient. And that's, you know, that's quite an attractive trait.
Yeah, sure.
In a person, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm sort of gravitated towards that type of personality in people.
People who don't like sharing, you know, they're not used to sharing, so they're not going to share you. They want you all themselves.
Maybe. It could be like that. I mean, that's how I should have phrased it.
Oh.
When I was talking to my friend.
Mm-hmm.
How I actually explained that phenomenon to my friend sitting at coffee across the table, having a good chat, haven't seen each other in a while. What I did say to her was, I seem to date only children.
Oh no.
And I sort of saw the eyes widen a little bit. I'd realized how it sounded. Like, no, sorry. I mean, I've dated only children, as in like they're an only
child friends.
They're the only child in the family. They don't have brothers and sisters. No, I don't.
Only adults doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I can't say I date only adults.
Yeah.
I seem to date only children. This is absolutely not what I want to be projecting to my friend or to the world.
Oh, to anyone.
And so I'd just like to clarify right now on the public record that in the past I have dated a couple of people who have been the only child in that particular family.
Yes, but then they've grown up.
And then they've grown
and
up.
And then you have started.
And that is when I've met them, and that is when, you know, we've decided to pursue things. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say. That the phrase, it was the phrasing that was the issue. So I wanted to feel better about myself. I'm not the only one who accidentally, you know, phrases things really poorly. So we asked you, what's the most poorly phrased sentence you've ever heard? Alec said, name that thing.
Hey, come on. Why is shots being fired my way, man?
I don't know, but Jess also said basically most things Matt says.
Hey, what did I do to you people? What have I done here? I come here every day, I share things with you. This is how I get repaid. Daiso's out here dating children. And I'm the one who's...
Only children.
Only dating children.
No, I'm dating only children.
Whatever.
Please,
you said. Don't. And I'm the one who gets attacked. This is outrageous.
But if you do have any more, please send them through. You know where to find us. Matt.ands.alex on Instagram is where we want you to pop your messages and say g'day.
I pity the fool.
Catching the train the other day, Matt, from Warrnambool.
Good on you. I'm such a fan of public transport, and there's a big election coming up in Brisbane, and I'm really going to be voting on who delivers the best public transport policy, but go on.
That's pretty good. Well, I was pretty happy when they said, yep, Warrnambool to Melbourne, that'll be $7.50. Thank you very much.
God, that sounds good. I felt something in my loins just then when you said that.
Well, it used to be $40. But now, like, the regional Australia just pays the same for public transport as Melbourne Metro. So
oh, man,
that's good.
That's
anyway,
sexy.
And coming from Warrnambool on the 7:40 a.m., not many people on there, right?
So how
I was
long
cruising.
Does it take?
I was napping about three hours and 45 minutes.
Okay.
Cruising, napping, gramming, get to Geelong. That's when the wave hits. A lot of holidaymakers from Geelong to Melbourne for a little Sunday session jumping on the train. I'm like, oh no, here we go. Train gets full. But next to me, luckily, I was in a four. Three people sit down. Very lovely family from Canada. I started talking to them.
Do you know what? Last time I talked to a lovely family from Canada, they recognized me from H2O Just Add Water.
Was that big in Canada?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was in Japan when they bumped into me and they spotted me from across the restaurant. Excuse me, my daughter thinks you're on a TV show. I was like, no, she doesn't. That's impossible. He said something about mermaids. I was like, that's unbelievable.
Canadian,
I honestly cannot believe that.
Recognized in Japan as the dolphin trainer from H2O.
Yes.
That's a good eye.
I know. I know. You're a detective at that level.
But also, like, imagine how many times that's happened and it wasn't you. Like, if a person recognizes a dolphin trainer in a forest, does it make a sound? Like, we will never know how many times that's happened.
So what happened with the family?
Oh, just chatting about all things. And I talked to them about one time I sat on a public transport, well, a plane, next to a guy from Michigan.
I believe if you're sharing it with people, it counts as public.
Yeah.
Unless you were unless you're doing the Tay-Tay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't in that one. It wasn't on the Tay-Tay money.
The private from Warrnambool to Melbourne.
I doubt that Taylor Swift would have been on a delayed Sydney to Melbourne on Tiger Airways. But the guy I was sitting next to was from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me about the Michigan breakfast radio duo Omelette and Finster.
Oh, okay.
And that became a running thread when I was on Triple J with Tom Ballard. We'd play Omelette and Finster. Then Omelette and Finster found out we were talking about them. So Omelette and Finster played us talking about Omelette and Finster. So then we played Omelette and Finster talking about us talking about them. Anyway, we ended up doing a parody battle against them and I won. But this time, so I asked what the local breakfast radio crew is over there. And they said, well, the show we often listen to is on a station called The Bear. Okay.
Okay. It doesn't sound like a radio station, does it?
This isn't a, it's not a cooking show. It's a radio station called The Bear. And they call it Worst Show Ever. The show itself calls it The Worst Show Ever. They don't say we listen to The Worst Show Ever. No, it's that's what it's called. And that there's a guy called McCord and Yukon Jack. Whew. Oh, that's pretty good names. And they're like, oh, and it's really funny. Like Yukon Jack will often like pick a topic and then get really worked up about it and then go on a rant.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, really?
Okay.
That's interesting that Yukon Jack would come up with that sort of idea because there was a very long running segment on this here podcast in which a rodent canine hybrid would go on a little bit of a rant.
Yeah, woof woof, squeak squeak.
So anyway, in order to figure out exactly what was going on, we've decided to track down a little bit of audio from this so-called Yukon Jack to see exactly what was happening. And this is, and I haven't heard this yet. This is going to be fresh for all of us right now. This is Yukon Jack on The Bear.
The 78-year-old woman who was attacked and pushed from an LRT platform back in April is suing both the City of Edmonton and Edmonton Transit Service for $1.1 million. I don't know if there was negligence. I don't know that it was preventable. But I do know a potential million-dollar lawsuit will pucker enough buttholes at the get-things-done level to maybe get things actually done.
Whoa.
I mean, that sounds like an actual thing to talk about.
Yeah.
I reckon he could out-rant the rant dog. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I very, very highly doubt that anyone can out-rant the dog. Nor could they out-rat the dong.
Okay. Wow. So does this put a little bit of fire in your belly?
Well, I'm just a little bit peeved.
Oh.
That a person coming from a country that is purported to be one of the nicest countries in the entire world reckon they've got a little bit of grit, a little bit of fire to outrant the dog. Oh. So I'm looking down the barrel here and saying, if you out there, Yukon Jack, reckon that you can outrant dog.
Oh, jeez.
Then you better just step up to the plate, mate.
God.
Because this tail's wagging and these whiskers are bloody
scuttling. Twitching. Oh, man. I don't know whether we want to start this beef.
An intercontinental rant off. Well, you better believe we're starting this beef, son.
Buddy calls Rockhampton up in here, mate, because there's going to be some A-grade Wagyu.
And I'm going to give him something to rant about. All right?
Wow, okay, UConn Jack.
Well, you stay tuned because, you know, it's highly unlikely that UConn Jack is going to be answering this call. He's probably booking the first flight to bloody Newfoundland to go up into the Arctic and try and hide away from this fire. Because I was talking to the Canadian people and they were like, oh, yeah, in our town last year it got to negative 50 degrees. Like, what?
Well, no wonder he's screaming. It needs to heat up. That's cold.
That is really
negative
cold.
50 sounds like a made up temperature.
Yeah, it shouldn't exist. But anyway, there you go.
All right, UConn, your move, UConn.
Yeah. Says it's spelt UKON, but I reckon it's spelt UCON.
Hold him back.
Shut it down.
Hold him back.
Shut it down. Oh, jeez. I would have heated up negative 50 with that burn. Oh,
oh, I don't know how you're going to go, Daiso. UConn Jack has got 469 clips in a playlist here. My Big Yap with UConn Jack, okay? And it says here, get ready for an earful because 100.3 The Bears, UConn Jack, is going to open up his big yap.
Dear oh dear.
Oh, this guy is well and truly seasoned like a hot chip.
Well, we did actually talk about chip seasoning with the Canadians, actually.
Oh, there you nice go. They like chicken salt.
They really like the chicken salt over here.
Oh, who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Well, anyway, back to being annoyed.
Yeah, fair call, fair call.
Oops.
Well, Alex Dyson, it is time to end our week with a little tradition that we always do, referred to as mailbag.
That's right. Dipping our toes into the inbox to see what you've been chatting with us about this week that we haven't been able to talk about at the time because you can, such is the nature of podcasting, you can really hit us up whenever. We can get to it like this. Joan got in touch regarding the Fairy Shot, which will be taking place at Comedy Republic for our 1,000th show, a very special one-night-only experience, so make sure you grab a ticket and come down, or if they're sold out by the time I'm saying this, come in for a drink afterwards, that's fine. All this talk of margaritas this week makes me nervous that Matt's going to go, instead of a fairy shot, have a fair-wee shot, given your propensity for urine cocktails, Matt.
Okay, this is in regards to a few years ago.
Back when he was young and impressionable.
Straight away, I'll say, this was in the height of lockdowns. Okay, we were all doing crazy things, right? We weren't thinking straight.
We weren't in our right minds during that time, people.
And yes, I happened to try a margarita. Okay, a margarita that has just a splash of your own urine in it. I, you know, I'm never one to just rule out anything without, you know, giving it a shot. And I gave it a shot, and I got to tell you, tangy. Okay, I didn't love it. And hence, I've never done it again.
Probably the salt on the rim and the ammonia within.
But I tell you what, Daiso, I tell you what, you come out, almost 1,000 shows we've done, all right? You share heartfelt stories, truths, all right? Embarrassments.
You pour your heart out.
You pour your heart out. You open up your heart to the people. But you drink one cocktail made from your own urine.
Okay, lesson in there. Open your heart. Do not open your bladder on a podcast.
Okay.
Amanda, on the topic of FebFast, Bron sort of, you were saying, Bron, that you started FebFast because you sort of got a few days in and I'm like, ooh, I'm already close here. This could be a pretty easy FebFast.
How have you
for
been
me.
Going, Bron, by the way?
It's been, yeah, like I said, don't have much going on in Feb. Yeah. My most notable thing of the weekend was watching Weekend at Bernie's. So if that tells you anything.
You made it.
I made it.
Good work.
Well, I feel a little bit guilty because like the whole time going through FebFast, because it is the 1st of Feb today, and I mean 1st of March today, the whole time going through FebFast, I thought, you know, I'm not going back to old bad habits. No way. New me. Unfortunately, after this podcast, I'm flying to New Zealand business class. Oh boy, I'll be damned if those bad habits won't be sitting next to me.
Yeah, but he likes to get his money's worth. Amanda joined you as well because Amanda said, I've also accidentally done FedFast too. So well done, Amanda, for
accidentally being a
pure person.
Good on you. I wish I could just accidentally not drink for a month.
In general or your own urine?
Enough with the margarita, okay?
Ray, on the topic of car park facts, which made an appearance in Mind Blown the other week, parking lot facts from last week's Mind Blown reminded me that all of Disneyland can fit inside Disney World's car park.
That's too much parking space. Oh, we need to ban car parks. I'm so sick of them.
Mm.
There should never be a non-covered car park just sprawling out of a mall. I'm sick of them. Build something over the top of them, for God's sake. It's wasted space.
Or under.
Put them underneath the building. Put something on top of them. Put a building underneath the car. Do something. But just a car park is the biggest waste of space you can have.
Or just get valets. If you're a supermarket, just get valets, drive to people's houses, pick them up, bring them in. Thank you.
I can't wait till we get those little self-driving pods to drive us around so we don't have to any of this driving crap. Just disgusting little pollution spewers.
And Alana also got in touch via way of a voice message, which you can do too, matt.and.alex. Alana's topic of conversation is the news website Matt referred to last week callously as Reuters.
This is a message from Matt, just coming from the Briefing podcast, also from the Listener Studios. Matt, take a listen.
The situation in New South Wales keeps on developing every day. It's now a scandal that's actually made international headlines. Mm-hmm. The New York Times has covered it. Reuters has covered it.
Got that? Bensy and Siebert reporting about Reuters.
Okay. You can't tell me that Reuters sounds better. It sounds like a short word for hemorrhoids.
Reuters?
Yeah. I don't believe it.
Or steroids.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Reuters.
Reuters. The old taking off your brief sings. And rootin'.
We are taking off for the weekend. Thank you very much for joining us for yet another week of Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. We hope you've had fun. We've had fun too. Dysa, what are you getting up to this weekend?
Oh boy, question without notice.
Okay, fine. What's happening at Comedy Republic?
Oh, actually, I've been organising with someone to do a surprise. Interjection. If you're coming to Comedy Republic on Saturday night, potentially there will be a plant in the audience.
Are you giving it away? Okay.
And I don't want to, you know, just tease it too much without saying the name, because I don't want Emmett to send another voice message leaving you on a weekend, you know, cliffhanger. But no, look, I will.
Okay.
There's a special guest.
All right.
Jumping up at Comedy Republic. We'll talk to him next week.
All right, I'm very interested to hear what all this is about. Okay, that sounds very fun. Well, head-to-head to Comedy Republic as well. And also, hey, if you haven't got tickets to our 1,000th show that's happening at Comedy Republic in a couple of weeks' time, hit up the Comedy Republic website and grab your tickets. $15, a bargain. It starts at 7 o'clock. It'll be done by 8, and then it's party time.
Until the sun goes down.
And join us then, and join us on Monday for another Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
See ya.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.